You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Harry Styles fans are not sure how they feel about Harry's next acting gig. The MTV EMA nominations are here, and why was J Balvin's latest music video removed from YouTube? This is Billboard News Now for Wednesday, October 20th. First up, Harry Styles fans have always been so supportive, so what's going on this time around? Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
Right in the midst of his Love on Tour, Harry Styles reportedly made a quick pit stop to the Marvel Cinematic Universe during the premiere of Chloe Zhao's Eternals. On Tuesday, October 19th, Variety senior film writer Matt Donnelly wrote on Twitter, "Big reveal from the Eternals premiere. Harry Styles has joined the MCU as Eros, brother of Thanos." Eros was known as the god of love and sex in ancient Greek mythology, so fittingly, the Watermelon Sugar singer's superpowers apparently include being able to arouse people from afar. But fans were anything but aroused, with many tweeting their frustration at Harry's cameo being spoiled before Eternals hits theaters worldwide November 5th. Although, to Donnelly's credit, rumors about his involvement actually started circulating in September of 2020, when Netflix writer Chris Tapley tweeted and deleted about Harry starring in a Marvel movie no one knows he's in. Either way, Harry continues to add to his acting resume following his film debut in 2017's Dunkirk. Also on the slate, Olivia Wilde's Don't Worry, Darling, set to be released in September of next year, as well as Michael Grandage's My Policeman, shot earlier this year.
Next up, Justin Bieber is the top nominee for the 2021 MTV EMAs, which is the European version of the VMAs.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah, shit. I get my weed from California.
Bieber leads the way with 8 nominations, including 2 nods for Song of the Year. He is a finalist in the category for his smashes Peaches, featuring Danielle Caesar and Givian, and Stay, his collab with the Kid Laroi. Bieber won in that category 5 years ago for Sorry. Lil Nas X and Doja Cat follow JB's lead with 6 nods each, and Ed Sheeran, Olivia Rodrigo, and the Kid Laroi with 5 nods each. Lady Gaga, who won last year's award for Best Artist, is nominated again in that category, along with Doja Cat, last year's Best New Artist winner, Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, Lil Nas X, and The Weeknd. Taylor Swift, who won Best Video 2 years ago for Me, her collab with Brendon Urie, is nominated again this year for Willow. Bieber, who shared in that award last year for DJ Khaled featuring Drake's Pop Star, is also nominated again this year for Peaches. The 2021 MTV EMAs will take place in Hungary and broadcast live on MTV channels in 180 countries on Sunday, November 14th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Voting is now open at MTVEMA.com. And finally, there is some serious controversy around J Balvin's latest music video. Here's Jordan Rowling again with the details.
Over the weekend, the controversial music video for J Balvin's Perra with Tokisha was removed from YouTube. The song that fuses Balvin's reggaeton with Tokisha's dembow features street slang lyrics and a chorus that says, "I am a female dog in heat. I'm looking for a dog to hit it. Hey, you're a hot dog in heat, and you are looking for a dog to hit it." Meanwhile, the visuals, which premiered September 10th, show the Colombian artist tugging at 2 black women on leashes and a group of black people made up to look like dogs. In an open letter published on October 11th, Colombia's vice president and chancellor, Marta Lucia Ramirez, wrote, "In his video, the artist uses images of women and people of Afro descendants, population groups with special constitutional protection, whom he presents with dog ears. In addition, while walking, the singer carries two Afro-descendant women tied with neck chains and crawling on the floor like animals or slaves. As if this were not enough, the lyrics of the song have direct and openly sexist, racist, machista, and misogynistic expressions that violate the rights of women, comparing them to an animal that must be dominated and mistreated. Ramirez also encouraged Balvin and the music industry to sign a petition that includes various commitments for the promotion of women's rights in music and prevention of violence against them. Although the audio track for Perra is still alive on YouTube, Billboard cannot confirm if the music video was taken down by the artist or the video sharing platform. And at the time of this recording, neither Balvin nor Tokisha had released an official statement.
All right, that's all for today. But for more on these stories, you can head to billboard.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our daily podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.